Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, and welcome to Franchise Interviews, where for over 4 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs who own one. I'm your host Marty McDermott with my co-host Don Johnson, and if you ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. We have a great show today. We're meeting with Jeff Bevis, President and CEO of First Light Home Care Franchise Opportunity, and Dale Ocken, franchisee in Omaha, Nebraska, to the First Light Home Care Franchise Opportunity. And First Light Home Care offers high quality, comprehensive, in-home, non-medical and personal care services to seniors, new mothers, disabled adults, and others needing assistance. And that's coming up in segment two of Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Who's helping build America one small business at a time? Franchise Inc., a free consulting service.
For years, Franchise Inc., a national company, has been helping people franchise their business concept and help folks like you own a franchise.
With over 2,500 franchise systems out there, it can be awfully confusing. Don't take chances with your future. At Franchise Inc., we've done the homework for you. We can help match your interests and background with the franchise that's right for you. And we only work with proven franchise systems with a solid reputation and track record of success.
The consultants at Franchise Inc. can help you with your short and long-term wealth strategy.
Give us a call today and we'll send you free our best-selling book, Solving the Puzzle of Owning a Franchise.
Remember, it's not just owning a franchise, but finding the right one for you. Call us at 800-961-0420 for a quick consultation to discuss what's important to you, your business, and your future.
The service is free. The book is free. What do you have to lose? Find the business that's right for you.
Call Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420. That's Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneurs who own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And my co-host, Don Johnson, is on vacation, so I want to wish Don a very Merry Christmas to his family. I know Don is actually listening in today for today's show. Today's show is being brought to you by Franchise Times Magazine, and Franchise Times is the only magazine that targets both franchisors and multi-unit franchisees, and is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise. And this is our last show for 2010, and I want to thank all of our listeners. It's amazing how Franchise Interviews got started. For our new listeners, we actually started over 5 years ago as a newsletter, and we were approached by another radio station, and they asked us to do a radio show based on the newsletter. And when I first thought about it, I kind of said no, and, you know, I thought about it for maybe about 3 weeks, and I said, you know what, we're going to try this, and called Don, who was a friend of mine for a long time, and we launched our first show with PB Loco, and it's been amazing ever since. We've recorded 200 shows up to this point, so it's really been an incredible journey. I want to thank and apologize to the Game and Ride franchise opportunity. Last week was the first time I had to cancel a show for being sick in over 4 years. So Game and Ride is actually going to be our first show for 2011. And we already have some amazing shows lined up for 2011. It's hard to imagine we're saying 2011 already. We have Ronnie Deutsch coming up in February. We got a legend in franchising who appeared on our show once before, George Native. And if the name George Native rings a bell, he's actually the founder of Boston Chicken, which eventually turned into Boston Market. And George is doing some amazing things with a franchise called You Food Grill. So we're going to have Mr. Native back on the show, and just an incredible man. He should probably be in the Hall of Fame of franchising. We got some sushi franchises coming up, and so it's just going to be another exciting year for Franchise Interviews. Don and I think this is going to be our biggest year. I mean, every year the show gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and we can honestly say we are the biggest franchise radio show on the planet Earth. So again, thanks everyone who's listened religiously every Thursday for the past, you know, 4 years. It's really been amazing. Today we have a great show. We're meeting with Jeff Bevis, President and CEO of First Light Home Care Franchise Opportunity, and also Dale Ocken, franchisee in Omaha, Nebraska, to the First Light Home Care Franchise Opportunity. And First Light Home Care offers high-quality, comprehensive, in-home, non-medical and personal care services to seniors, new mothers, disabled adults, and others needing assistance. If you're a frequent listener to our radio show, then you know what fans Don and I are of this particular industry. I had a chance to do a feasibility analysis many years ago when I was doing I was working on my post-MBA, and I selected this particular industry, and the numbers are just incredible when you look at it. So looking forward to having Jeff and Dale on the show today. Over the last 4 years, we had many franchises that would make good husband and wife franchise opportunities. Again, many of you know Don usually gets to read the current events and things like that, so I'm excited today because I actually get a shot at doing it. And here's an interesting one. It's called Husband-Wife Pair in Full Bloom with Flower Franchise. Article is by Martin Desmaris, and this comes from the Indus Business Journal. Really, they have a franchise section. It's usually about 4 or 5 pages. I think it comes out on a monthly basis, and usually a lot of like great information in there. This article takes place in Louisville, Texas, and just a couple things here. It says, for Ramana and Sushma Chinkotala, business is roses, and it's also tulips, lilies, and daisies. The husband and wife pair own a Kabloom franchise store in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. They opened up a flower shop almost a year ago. And again, this article might be a little out of date, but I thought it was an interesting topic to introduce. Helping to trigger a major growth period for the Boston-based Kabloom, their store was the company's first location outside of the Boston area, and since then, Kabloom has darted down the path to becoming a national brand. According to Kabloom's chief operating officer, Steve Siegel, the company expects to have stores in about 20 states by the end of this year and in 30 to 35 by the end of next year. Since here, let me just skip over a couple different things. For the Chinakotlas, big name, through joining Kabloom was anything but a lucky break. The reason we got into the flower business was because of my wife's interest in flowers, Ramana said. She's always wanted to be a florist, despite Sushma's interest through Both she and Ramana are engineers by trade. Ramana has a bachelor's degree in civil engineering from the India Institute of Technology in Madras. He came to the United States after graduating from there in 1989. He also received a master's degree in civil engineering from the University of Massachusetts in Amherst in 1991. And Sushma has a bachelor's degree in engineering from Gautam Engineering College. Ramana still works as a traffic engineer for the city of Grapevine. Sushma spent several years working as an engineer for Panasonic and AT&T before leaving to have the couple's two young children. When Sushma started thinking about going back to work, the pair started talking about following her dream of opening up a flower shop. Now, originally, the plan was to open up their own independent store, Ramana said, but they decided to go the franchise route and draw on the corporate support. And again, for our frequent listeners to our show, happens a lot, you know, where someone is contemplating whether going into their own business, and perhaps someone has presented franchising as an alternative to that option. And again, technically speaking, when you look at the statistics of going the independent route, starting up a flower shop on your own, or almost really any business, statistically speaking, the franchise is usually a lot more successful for many different reasons. The couple also considered franchise chains Just Roses outside of Washington and Flowerama outside of Indiana. But they flew to Boston to visit Kabloom, and they were very impressed. Kabloom is definitely the best floral franchise around, Ramana said. And Ramana said he had initial concerns about the lack of brand recognition outside of the Boston area, but was willing to take the risk. The Chinakulas launched a grand opening campaign for their store and ran ads in local newspapers. Over the course of the last year, they've increased their customers, he said. We knew going in it was going to be a little bit of time and get business to the point where it performed as it did in the Boston area, he added. So, interesting article, interesting topic. There's a lot of things we can talk about in this particular article. Of course, the husband-wife franchise combination, which is an interesting topic. One of our very first interviews that we did for the newsletter, God, this is going back 5 years ago, was a husband and wife franchise, Quick Curb. And you can actually still read that interview somewhere on our website, Franchise Interviews, and I should know where it's actually located. But it was just a great interview. They're called the Hortons. And remember, the wife had a strong background in marketing, where her husband was more of like a hands-on kind of guy. And just the two combining their talents and skills together made for a very successful franchise. So it's always an option of going into a business with your husband or going into a business with your wife. It's definitely not for everybody. You know, you spend a lot of time with each other. That first year, you're putting in many, many hours. Don and I, about a month ago, we were talking about a gentleman, we were reading an article, who purchased a Subway franchise. And his impression initially was that he thought that people were just going to come running in to his restaurant the day he opened it. And it didn't work that way at all. I think he was working 60 to 80 hours a week his first year. So it doesn't matter what type of franchise you're getting into. That first year is going to be a lot of work. So one thing to take into consideration. One of my favorite shows to date was author, motivational speaker Warren Gresius. And Warren is, I guess he's known as a motivational speaker. He's actually in the Hall of Fame of speakers. And he had some interesting advice to our listeners, one thing that they should do before going into their own franchise opportunity. And, of course, Warren made the great – I want you guys to listen to it and see what.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising. For each podcast, you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, Don and I have been hosting Franchise Interviews. This week is going to be 2 years and 100 shows. And during that time frame, we've had some incredible guests and quotes on our show. Today, you're going to get to hear from, I think, one of the best motivational speakers in the world, Mr. Warren Gresius. And Warren talks about the importance of planning ahead and insurance. And for our very first time on our partnership with Blog Talk Radio, Franchise Interviews is now giving franchisors the opportunity to sponsor some upcoming radio shows. So once again, Mr. Warren Gresius, after a word from our sponsor, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.
Franchise Interviews. For over 2 years now, Franchise Interviews has been giving you an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship.
Through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews, as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising.
And our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, experts, and attorneys.
And our free franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise.
And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919.
That's 610-905-2919.
Like insurance and things like that?
Yeah, one of the areas you address when talking about entrepreneurship is the importance of disability insurance, health savings accounts, and health insurance. I know my father-in-law was in the, had his own insurance business, New York City, and he always talked about the importance of disability insurance. So maybe talk about those couple things a little bit for entrepreneurship.
Absolutely. You know, the thing about disability insurance, a couple of things about it. First, it's a must. If you're going to own your own business. Remember, one of the big problems with owning your own business as opposed to working for a company is that you don't have a safety net. You know, when you work for somebody else, especially when you work for a large company, they're going to supply you with health insurance. They're going to supply you with a disability policy. They're also probably going to supply you with a small life insurance policy. But the second you leave that company, all that stuff is gone. And you're really going to need that disability insurance. And God forbid something happens to you and you're unable to work. Essentially, you're out of business. Well, disability insurance is going to give you an income. Now, remember something about disability insurance. Here's the important thing to remember. You cannot get disability insurance if you do not already have an income. And if you're first starting your own business, you're not going to have an income. So what I did was I knew I was going to go into my own business. So while I was working for somebody else and was making an income, I started buying disability insurance.
Right.
And
smart.
So
it is.
While you're working, you must, you know, the whole thing about starting a business, if you're not planning ahead before you get into that business, don't go into business. You know, that's why I saved my money. That's why I bought disability insurance. I had disability insurance when I went into business because I knew once I started for the first few years, I wasn't going to be able to buy any more because I didn't have an income. I wasn't paying myself.
Right.
Now, so when you're working, buy as much as you – if you know you're going to go into your own business, if you have any desire or plans to do it, buy as much as you can. You know, insurance companies will only give you as much as your income allows. You know, you can't buy as much as you want. They judge it according to the amount of income you have coming in. Now, once my speaking business started to take off, and every time my income rose, I bought more disability insurance.
Right.
I got a ton of disability insurance. God forbid anything ever happens to me, I've got a nice income coming in every single month. Now, once I hit 65, I'm not going to need it anymore. And they're not going to give it to me anymore either. The other thing about health savings accounts, you know, as a small business owner, you're going to get really destroyed by health insurance. The premiums are monstrous. The
right.
costs are ridiculous. But you got to have it. You can't afford to get sick. And you can't afford to let hospital and doctor bills put you out of business.
Right.
For years, I had health accounts, health insurance that were killing me. But, you know, when the health savings accounts came out, I realized, and I went to somebody, you know, I always had a good insurance agent. That's another thing. You know, there's a lot of things you should skimp on as a small business owner. Watch your pennies. Watch your overhead. You know, things like long-distance telephones, you know, cell phone plan, you know, all that sort of stuff. You know, overhead, watch it. But the one thing you don't want to skimp on is expert advice.
Right.
You got to have a good lawyer, a good accountant, and a good insurance agent. You know, those people, don't worry about paying them. You know, if you're going to – don't look to skimp on an accountant, a lawyer, or an insurance agent because you're going to end up with a crummy one. And a crummy one is going to cost you more than what you're paying out. So get good people. I have a great agent, and he advised me on the health savings accounts, found me someone to work with, and now I have a health savings account for my business. You know, it's a low-premium, high-deductible plan with great tax deductibility in it. It's the greatest tool for a very small business, and I'm a big believer in that. You should also have life insurance. You know, when you're in your own business, you want to protect your family, you need life insurance. But I cannot emphasize enough planning ahead and buying disability while you're still working and making a good income before you start your business. because then at least you're giving yourself some sort of safety net. Don't allow catastrophic things beyond your control to put you out of business.
Right.
That's great advice from Warren Gruchus. I mean, he really is fantastic. He wrote a book called The Best Damn Sales Book Ever. And Don and I are definitely going to have Warren back for a third time in 2011. And he just talks about so many different things. But when you listen to him, and again, for our listeners today, go to the archives and listen to Warren Gruchus, the two shows that we had him on. And I promise you, you'll be totally inspired after listening to him. He truly is amazing. But I think one of the things that Warren is saying is, you know, there's a lot of homework. There's a lot of things that you have to do initially before buying a franchise. And Don and I, the theme has been, I think, for the last 4 years, is that this is a lot of work. It's not a decision that you can be made in 5 minutes. And it's just a lot of research. And I'm sure our guests will verify that for us today as well. So why don't we do this? I see our guests have called in. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Okay, you've got my attention.
It's a rare event in the world of franchising when an opportunity comes your way that can and will thrive in almost any economic environment. It's here, and its name is Big Mouth Advertising.
Big Mouth.
BMA is a leader in the exciting world of mobile media advertising. Why is mobile media advertising able to defy the economic cycles? The answer is obvious. In times of economic weakness, advertising is crucial for survival as the consumer dollar is scarce and the competition fierce. What is mobile media? It's the newest and fastest growing segment in the advertising world. Mobile media brings the message directly to the consumer. Mobile media goes to the consumer in traffic where he eats and where he plays. It quite simply cannot be turned off or thrown out. And when you join the Big Mouth team as a franchisee, you are joining the best. The Big Mouth Advantage is simple and successful. We invest in a strong infrastructure and in great people. As a franchisee, you have access to this entire system, including telemarketing, sales maximization, general and administrative support, design and creative services, even billing and collection services. All you need is a mobile media vehicle, a driver, and the willingness to create a financially sound and limitless business for yourself. There are no long-term leases to sign, no expensive build-outs, no office personnel to hire. You will be part of the Big Mouth Advertising community and share its entire website and reception services, as well as its complete back-office services. This virtual office guarantees you the freedom to close those sales that will make you a success. We are so proud of our successes that we have voluntarily disclosed our revenue statements. Now, how many other franchises are doing that? Even in these historically rough financial times, Big Mouth Advertising has become a dominant force in the mobile media industry. Join the Big Mouth team and take the first step toward financial freedom. Please call Ron at 888-98-GO-BIG. That's 888-98-GO-BIG.
Big Mouth!
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneurs to own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And we have a great show today. We're meeting with Jeff Bevins, President and CEO of First Light Home Care Franchise Opportunity. Dale Ockin, franchisee in Omaha, Nebraska, to the First Light Home Care Franchise Opportunity. And First Light Home Care offers high-quality, comprehensive, in-home, non-medical and personal care services to seniors, new mothers, disabled adults, others needing assistance. Hi, Jeff. Hi, Dale. How are you guys doing today?
Good, Marty. How are you?
Good, thank you. Is that Jeff?
It is.
It is, Jeff. Okay, and then Dale, it looks like Dale's here too, yes?
Well, this is Nancy, his wife.
Oh, sorry, Dale. Hi. How are you? Sorry about that.
That's okay. Dale would
have
loved
to have
been here.
Happy holidays to both of you.
Oh,
thank you. And it is Dale. That is correct, right?
No, this is his wife, Nancy.
Oh, Nancy.
Dale,
I'm sorry,
not...
Nancy.
Yeah. No, that is okay. Dale had to go out on an emergency call this morning, and so I am here.
Oh, okay.
Here
well,
in
that's important,
place.
Isn't it?
I hope that's okay.
That's fine. Well, it's more than okay. It's just great to have you on the show, Nancy. I thought I could start off, Jeff, with you. Incredible background. I usually like to, you know, do a little research before the show, and you've been doing this a while, Jeff. What were you doing before getting involved in First Light Home Care?
Well, I've been in franchising, Marty, for 26 years. So I've been working with entrepreneurs and building other franchise systems actually over the last 26 years plus now, and so really had been looking for an additional or a new franchise system to pursue and to lead again, and just really in the, I think as we looked at it more, just decided that really the industry here in senior care is one that is a great industry, as you mentioned earlier on the program and some of the background that you've looked at in it, and wanted to create a different company. One that would really bring service leadership and even more service focus to the senior care industry. So that's how we created First Light Home Care.
That's amazing. And how about yourself? What were you doing before?
Well, that's interesting. You should ask, what weren't we doing before? We did start, my husband and I, we started a hardwood flooring company in 1994. We started it out of our home and built it up to... It'd be a quite successful company, and in that time period, we felt that we were being called into missions. So we left our business in the care of our second in command, and we went in and became missionaries for 2 or 3 years, and found ourselves back here in Omaha with the business, and ended up selling our hardwood flooring company about 2 years ago.
Wow, that's great. What about the history of the organization and the brand's evolution? Can either one of you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Let me just give you a little background on it first, Marty. Really, we've always wanted to create our own company. I mentioned, you know, having been in franchising and senior care for many, many years previously, we really created the First Light Home Care brand out of that deep experience and background with a very strong focus on serving others, servant leadership, and creating a real focus on client satisfaction. We have a series of different experiences here, including time with a world-class customer service leader in the Ritz-Carlton organization. So we wanted to combine our franchising background, our desire to serve others, our desire to help seniors with also world-class customer service methodology. So that's really how First Light Home Care was formed.
Interesting. Is that how you separate yourself from the competition, Dale, would you say? I mean, again, you know, when I started off in franchising back in 1999, it was just a handful of senior care franchises, and there's a lot more today, of course, going into 2011 than there was back then. How do you separate yourself from the others that are out there?
Well, our focus is primarily through both how we serve our clients, with our focus on our culture of care, our client-first tools, and then on the flip side, how we help our franchise owners. We're very bullish on technology and leveraging technology, both for our franchise owners and helping them to maintain low overheads and higher productivity and higher efficiency in running their businesses, but then also leveraging technology for the families and the clients that we serve as well.
Interesting. This is Don and I have always said that this is one of those feel-good franchise opportunities where you have the unique opportunity of making money but also doing something important at the same time. You don't always get that if not to pick on McDonald's or Burger King or anyone like that, you know. But
right.
Would you say it is one of those feel-good type of franchise opportunities?
I think absolutely. It's a business that you do feel good about your services every single day and the families and clients that you're helping. It's not without its challenges. Nothing's easy anymore today that has any type of a reward aspect to it. It is a very, very rewarding business, but you're able to make a difference and really feel good, as you said, Marty, about what you do.
True. Yeah, it's interesting. How do you describe the franchise system, Dale and Nancy? Like, if you were at a franchise show and someone came up to your booth and they said, you know, what do you guys do? Which is the typical question at a franchise show. How do you usually respond to that question?
Part of our excellent training that we had at First Light was to respond to that question, not what do we do, but why we do it. And we help seniors stay in their homes and age with dignity, age in place. And so I think that's one differentiating factor between us and anyone else out there, too.
Yeah, that's true. I have a dad with Parkinson's disease, and we're getting ready to go through this phase of non-medical senior care, you know, which was why I was very excited to have you guys on the show today, because we're at that stage of life. But it really is an important topic. It's a very emotional thing too for your clients, isn't it?
It is when they're looking
at companies out there.
It is, and you get calls and you hear it in their voices. They are scared and they are very vulnerable, and that's one of the reasons why I so appreciate the technology and just the thoroughness and the customer service that this franchise has to offer. It's, I believe, unparalleled. I can say without a doubt that I would want any of our caregivers on staff to take care of me or my family member.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the first things when we spoke with Jeff is, Jeff, what really, how do we talk to these people? And his answer was quick and firm, do the right thing. And that is always what we want to do. We want to do the right thing. We want to do what would be done if it were our family member.
That's true. And why this particular franchise, Nancy? I mean, again, when you guys were looking at all the different opportunities, why did you choose First Light Home Care? And why this particular industry? I guess that had a lot to do with it, of course, it being feel good and looking at the industry numbers. But what was the thought process?
Well, it took place over a long period of time. Dale and I, it took a long time because it's not something that you want to enter into haphazardly. We're talking about people's lives here. We're talking about end of life. These are important things. And over many, many years, Dale and I had talked about wanting to We loved senior citizens. All of our friends were at least 20 to 30 years older than us, and we had so much fun with them. And we just knew that that was going to be something that we would really enjoy. And we looked into other types of senior assistance. And Dale has just gotten in. Yay. Hi, honey.
Good morning.
So he can back me up on
this.
Hi,
Dale.
Good morning.
And we had looked into several different types of businesses, even assisted living, building an assisted living facility or something of that nature. And we just didn't. And like I said, this took place over years. We just couldn't find the right fit. We kept not feeling right about it. And so, as we know, after we sold our business and we kind of were literally for 2 years praying, what should we do here? What should we do? And we just kind of kept our ears open. And Dale was the one who happened to find First Light on the internet, so I can let him share with you how that went.
Yeah, that would be great.
Well, good morning. This is Dale here.
Good morning, Dale. How are you? Happy holidays to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Happy holidays to you, too, as well.
Thank you.
You bet. So I guess just to follow, it was in the spring, I think, was the first time where I had seen First Light Home Care online. It was kind of through a search engine, you know, looking through this for this opportunity, and you know, we'd sent in a request about it, and then Jeff had gotten back, and then just through some correspondence with Jeff and some phone conversations late spring and throughout the summer, just a great guy, just a great guy, easy to talk to, great business plan, and you know, just really some of the things that he had in place, his experience, of course, and we just knew it was the right fit. I'm not sure what was the question that's leading up to this? I'm sorry, because I just got here.
There's so many, you know, there's so many opportunities, Dale. And by the way, your answer was fantastic for what the question
was. Yeah, right on.
But it really was. You know, there's so many franchise opportunities out there today, depending on the source. I mean, some sources are saying that there's 2,500 different systems. Some sources are saying there's over 3,000 different systems today, you know. And when I first got involved in franchising over 10 years ago, I think the number was about maybe 1,400, 1,500. And Doc, both believe that it must be very difficult for an aspiring entrepreneur to go through all these different opportunities. How do you know which one is the best match for you? And you said something interesting, not to talk in front of Jeff, but the leadership, we think, is very important. You know, look towards the leadership and see if you have that connection with them, you know, because I think that's very important, because franchising is certainly a relationship. It's based on trust. So it was an excellent response that you gave
exactly
to us.
Right.
Yeah, and when Nancy was talking too, you know, I was so glad to hear that you spent a lot of time doing this. You know, we found, sometimes Don and I have found, that some people make the decision, we think, a little too quickly, you know, based on our research. They haven't, you know, really done their homework.
Well,
you know, they'll make the decision maybe in 3 months, or I don't think that's enough.
Yeah. Jeff probably was wondering what was going on. He had many, many conversations with us on the phone, and we would literally, you know, carve out about an hour to 2 hours every time we would talk to him. And every time we would get off the phone with him, then Dale and I would continue the dialogue and continue to research it. But one of the things that, you know, you touched on was that relationship. And, you know, it's one thing to talk the talk, and it's another thing to walk your talk. And so when we talked to Jeff and we asked him questions, and he was very honest and very forthright. And then when we went to meet him and got to experience First Light on their turf, it was walking the talk. It was amazingly,
And
our gut feeling.
Because,
was good.
Yeah, here you are talking to Jeff, who is the CEO and president of the
mm-hmm.
company. You don't always get that opportunity. You know, when someone's buying a McDonald's franchise or a Subway, you don't get to talk to, you know, a lot of times the founders of the company. You'll get to talk to, you know, someone in franchise development. So I think it's nice that you've had that opportunity to talk to Jeff. You know, I think that probably helped you and gave you comfort a lot that you're able to do that, because when you buy a KFC franchise, try calling the CEO and getting him on the phone. It's not going to happen, you know.
You're
going to have to wait a long time to get back to him. So I like that fact, you know. And I've always said, you know, if it comes time that I have to buy, you know, want to buy a franchise one day in my life, you know, this was definitely the industry that I would be looking towards, you know. So I think you both made a wonderful choice. I like how you're both involved in the process too, husband and wife. You know, we talk about that a lot on our show, how this is really a family decision, isn't it? It's not just one person going into
true.
The franchise. Yeah.
And
I'm glad.
Relate. I just want to say thing. I can relate something when we met Jeff for the first time on the phone. I said, Dale and I said, you know, these are our priorities. This is how our priorities run. Our life centers around our God, each other, mm-hmm. our family, and our business.
Right.
And
wow.
if that doesn't align with your philosophy, then we really don't need to talk any further. And he said, you know, that's right in line with my thinking too. And so establishing that right up front is really important. And Dale and I are so funny because we enjoy each other's company so much and we get it all the time. How can you guys work together every day? And
it's an amazing, you talk about God, it's an amazing segue, because during segment one I was talking about husband and wife franchisees, you know, and Don and I haven't had a show this year on the topic, and I said, God, you know, to Don, I said, I got to at least squeeze this in with a current event or something. So it was nice that you're on the phone call today too, Nancy. Just we were able to accomplish our mission, because this is our last show of the year before 2011, you know. So I love talking about this topic, because I think it is very important. I think it is a family decision, and I love how you just came out. It's a great lesson to our listeners, that you said what's important to you right up front. You know, you said these are our priorities, and if it's not a match, you know, don't waste our time. You know, I think that's very smart that you did that, and I think it's a lesson to our listeners too, who are looking to buy a franchise. So I think it's fantastic you did that. I think that's great.
Thank you.
So Jeff, getting back to, you know, I was looking at the numbers earlier, and I don't know if you're listening to segment one. So I did a feasibility analysis on this particular industry back in, I think it was 2004, and defined that these numbers in this particular industry are amazing. They're even a lot bigger, I think, than they forecasted. Where are we at? Like, how big is this industry?
The industry now, Marty, is at the end of 2009, it was $57.6 billion with a B for the non-medical care industry alone. And that's interesting. We were looking at it back in 2004. I've been in senior care previously, and the industry is just growing dramatically, especially over the last 10 or 11 years as it's worked through its infancy as a separate non-medical in-home care industry. And now you look at the aging baby boomers and emerging demographics coming the next 5, 10, 20 years, and the growth we've had in this last 10 or kind of first 10 of the industry is really going to pale in comparison. So exciting opportunity, but a little bit scary.
Of course. Yeah, absolutely. It was interesting when I was looking at your description of the franchise, Jeff, something my wife and I never thought of. We had our first child 3 years ago. And because my dad is sick, you know, we really didn't have much family help, you know. And we said, God, we never thought about that, you know. I mean, we needed help back then. We were pulling our hair out, you know. It was just, we felt very alone or on our own, you know, and never thought about that, you know, as far as like even helping this type of service, helping new mothers, because that's a pretty big market too, isn't it?
It is. It is. You know, we talk about the non-medical and home care industry is primarily mm-hmm. focused on seniors, but yes, new moms and helping them adapt as they get back home, whether it be with light housekeeping, meal preparation, errand services. Yes, and helping a new mother or someone recovering from surgery of any age
right.
is an opportunity for us as well.
That's true. So, Jeff, I guess I'll give you this next question. It's always a challenging question for our guests. What's been the most interesting thing that's happened to you since starting with, you know, First Light Home Care? Anything that stands out?
Yeah, we've definitely had many, many interesting things that have occurred, Marty.
Hard to narrow it down to one, I know.
Yeah, I think probably the most amazing, most interesting thing has really been the response, the interest in the First Light approach and continuing in this industry. There are just so many people that have had personal experiences helping an aging parent or grandparent, and that's been probably the single most interesting thing to me, is just hearing so many people talk about this industry and this service and the increasing need.
Hmm. How about Bill and Nancy? How would either of you answer that question if you can narrow it down to one?
I would have to say that just, you know, being in business, you know, understanding home care and then this whole culture, I was sharing with Jeff the last time he was in town, the subculture of people in this industry and how caring people are and how many networks. There's such a tight network of people where you begin to look at things from the outside, and then once you begin to delve in and really understand the industry, of course, you're networking with people to gain clients and also to find great caregivers to take care of your clients. And so I would say just the subculture of home care is an amazing thing, and all the people that truly love what they do and care about their people.
That's great. Jeff, Nancy, and Dale, we have to take a quick break. Are all three of you able to stick around for another segment?
Sure.
Certainly.
Absolutely.
That would be fantastic. We'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. For over 2 years now, Franchise Interviews has been giving you an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship.
Through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews, as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising.
And our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, experts, and attorneys.
And our free franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise.
And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919.
That's 610-905-2919. Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open? Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit.
The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneurs who own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. We have a great show today. We're meeting with Jeff Bevis, President and CEO of First Light Home Care Franchise Opportunity, and Dale and Nancy Ockin, franchisees in Omaha, Nebraska, to the First Light Home Care Franchise Opportunity. And First Light Home Care offers high-quality, comprehensive, in-home, non-medical, and personal care services to seniors, new mothers, disabled adults, and others needing assistance. And Jeff, I guess the next question we'll give to you is, what types of characteristics do you look for in your franchisees?
Well, as you can probably tell, Marty, from some of the information that Nancy and Dale have mentioned,
mm-hmm.
we are very focused on the person itself. And really looking for someone that is caring, has a compassion to serve, very focused on giving back to others and helping their community. Really want to make a difference, first of all. So although the working capital and the tangible business experience is very important to us, we're
right.
more focused first on that more intangible side. But the background that we're looking for ideally is someone who has had experience in building teams, managing people, sales and marketing, relationship building. Those are all very important attributes to being successful in this business.
And it's not experience actually in the industry, you know. And this is interesting. You know, when I was doing research, Jeff, I found out, you know, this is not a new industry, is it? Non-medical senior care has been around, was it in the 1800s? I think it goes back to, there's documentation
too.
So a lot of people think this is like a new industry, so you can say, and it's really been around quite a long time.
Well, it's been kind of lumped in with home health care for a long time,
mm-hmm.
where it was
right.
kind of merged with both skilled and medical care. So our biggest challenge as an industry, to your point there, is really helping more people know the service is even out there.
Mm-hmm. It's true. What's the training like for new franchisees? And anyone can answer that question.
Maybe
it's long, but it's great.
I'll defer to Nancy first.
I pipe right up because I tend to get a little crazy when I'm sitting and trying to absorb large amounts of information. The training was, they made it very pleasant. I mean, how do you get a drink out of a fire hose? It's just it's
true.
Kind of that scenario. But the, you know, going up, it's a week-long training, you know, 8 to 10 hours a day. And that's just really the tip of the iceberg. The real training takes place. You get homework before you go. And then afterward, I would say, you know, you're training for, you know, several, and the good thing is it never stops. But I'd say probably, you know, at least another month after you get back, you're still in the training process. And the accessibility of Jeff and his staff has been amazing. At any time, I can call and I have somebody on the phone with me to help me.
That's great. And one of the questions I wanted to ask you, Nancy and Dale, is why franchising? I mean, did you know automatically, when you were going to go into your own business, that it would be a franchise, or why franchising?
Well, Marty, we had started our own business from basically from the very beginning in 1994.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
that,
so we realized everything involved in just starting from ground zero. And Nance shared after selling the company, and we just really began looking at into this industry. This put us quite a bit, almost light years ahead on finding a business plan and a business model like First Light. And so.
And I'd have to say, if I could add, that we really aren't franchise. I would say. I would not have seen us doing a franchise since we simply because we did start and grow our own business. It was
right.
It was like, you know, I would have never thought that. But when you find somebody with a solid business model and you find somebody whose values are the same as yours, why reinvent the wheel?
Right. Well said. It's interesting. We had a guest on our show a couple of years ago. His name was George Native, and he had this great quote. He said that franchising gives you the ability to start on third base, kind of like Dale was saying. It really gave you like this jump start, so you can say, you know, it's and as you were saying, Nancy, well, why reinvent the wheel? You know, so I think probably the two of you even probably had a greater appreciation, I suspect, of franchising because you did something before from scratch, so you have this appreciation. You know how much work goes into this, and there are independents. Non-medical senior care businesses out there. Jeff, of course, you're well aware of this. And I know, Jeff, you guys have a conversion program too, don't you? Did you want to talk a little bit about that? I saw that on your website.
Sure, yes, Marty. We have a conversion program because, as you were mentioning, the bulk of this industry is actually made up of independents.
Right.
As fast as the franchise growth has been, as you know, still the vast majority of providers are really the local mom and pop for local independents.
Mm-hmm.
So we created a conversion program that enables those local independent businesses to convert to the First Light Home Care brand and First Light Home Care system and receive all the tools and benefits and training from day one, but actually over time be able to merge their existing book of business or pre-existing clients into our system and not pay royalties.
Interesting. Reminds me a lot, Jeff, of the tax business. You know, the tax business is still made up a lot of like mom and pops. You know,
mm-hmm.
There's still a lot of mom and pops out there. You think it's just H&R Block or Liberty Tax, but it's not true. You know, so it's your industry also reminds me of that particular industry as well. You know, and I know a lot of them are converting as well. So it is fascinating. What's a typical day like as a First Light Home Care franchisee? I guess Dale and Nancy, you could probably answer that question the best because you're living it.
Oh, he's pointing at me. I guess I go. You know, there's really not a typical day. Day is so different and so full of surprises and interesting, which is why we love it. For me, I'm mainly in the office, so I'm just to the point where I'm getting all my systems in place and I'm getting everything running here, and then I'll have Dale come in the door from appointments and networking, and he'll tell me stories, and I say to him, sometimes I wish you had a video camera with you so that I could see the faces of these clients. And we
of
were
course,
kind of
yeah.
laughing when we took the little break, and before you asked the last question before the break is give us some personal examples. I said, you know, those things are what make all this work worthwhile. And I said,
right.
sometimes I sit here in the office and I don't see them. And Dale goes out and he comes back and tells me these stories. And I told him he should share them about giving, these senior citizen women pens and how absolutely
right.
delighted they are
wow.
about a pen and
right.
the smile that spreads across one of our clients' faces when he sees his caregiver. And, you know, those are things that I don't get to experience, and maybe Dale can share
yeah.
some more of his experiences. Mine, like I said, I'm on the phone. I'm I'm talking to caregivers. I'm lending an ear if a client calls in, and really just kind of holding down the fort. But Dale, share some of your experiences too.
Well, lately, as working on the schedule, and you begin to talking with different agencies or facilities, if it's independent care or if it's an assisted living, and as you get to really know the executive directors or the director of nursing, and now we're realizing that they want to see your face on a more regular basis. You need to become their friends. It's a partnership that you're entering into, because their residents there, that's their family. And
right.
So as you begin to just network and introduce yourself, and of course you want to sell them on your agency and the services that you have, that we've got a great company, we've got great caregivers to help you out, and certainly, we would like to place one of our caregivers in your home. And so they hear this sort of thing, but then, too, we're just realizing that once I'm talking with the activities directors, and Nancy's kind of alluding to in the activities area, these people, they love activities, and one of them is bingo. And so we've got these small popcorn bags, or about a 10-ounce popcorn bag, and with different flavors in the popcorn. And so when we get to the bingo thing, about 30 minutes early, 45 minutes early, everybody's sitting there and ready, usually 15 to 20 people. And we'll have the popcorn, we'll give out pens and our brochures, and we'll usually have a small presentation. And every time you give them gifts and just say, this is compliments of First Light Home Care, thanks for having us in your facility and letting us be with you here today, to see their faces light up and to sit down and spend that hour with them. Or on movie day, spend that hour with them. So there's a transitional from getting into a facility, introducing yourself, and now it's actually being a part of these people's lives and sharing with them. And it's good stuff.
I think also, too, our caregivers, we cannot forget them. They are just as important as our clients. And I think that is another point of differentiation between us, I hope, and others, is that I try to instill to them, you are our face. We care about you. We are here for you. We are your support. And I always say, I liken it to being on an airplane when they always tell you to put on your oxygen mask first before you help the person who cannot put theirs on next to you. And I said, that's what it's like. If we're not helping you to be the very best caregivers that you can be, then you're not able to pass that on to our clients. And so part of a typical day is making sure that our caregivers are supported and taken care of and cared about just as much as our clients. And one of the things we do is if they're needing hours and that week for some reason they haven't had a client that week and we're in the process of hiring, we'll ask them, well, how would you like to go with us to different senior citizen events and mingle and talk to the people? How would you like to go on a nice day and put door hangers on people's homes in areas? About our services, and we actually have a caregiver who did that, and she's now working for a client who called in because of the door hanger. So it's neat to really have them involved in the day-to-day activities of the company, keep them part of that. It's not just Dale and I. That's not true. It's them that really makes us and helps us to have our face out there.
Yeah, well said. Jeff, what's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee? Are there any websites they can go to, any phone numbers they can call?
Sure, absolutely. The website, Marty, is firstlighthomecare.com. Or our number toll-free is 877-570-0002.
I want to thank you again, Jeff, Dale, and Nancy. You all three have been fantastic guests, and we'd love to have you come back in 2011 as we watch you guys continue to grow. I think you have a great franchise opportunity, and we're going to be watching you.
Thanks,
great.
Marty.
Thanks for having us, Marty.
Thanks to everyone. Have a Merry
Happy
Christmas.
Holidays.
Happy New Year to all of you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. You too. Thank you.
Take care. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And thanks, everyone, for listening. And for our listeners, go to franchiseinterviews.com, gofranchise.com, franchisefunding.net. And again, Don and I would like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we'll see you back in 2011. Take care, everyone.